Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 13th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, preparing this from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning. Today's message is titled Boldness, and is about a man in the Bible called Joseph of Arimathea. Brooksine will read the scripture text from Mark 15, verse 43.
Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body.
The other day I was driving through Mount Joy, the small town we live in, when I saw a group of young people dressed in black, perhaps part of the goth culture. A young girl was wearing a shirt with these words on it. It's spelled E-Y-E, hate God. Well, of course, as I read the message, I read it, I hate God. And I suppose the spelling was supposed to be cute, but, of course, say it aloud and you will see her intended message. An amazing thing has happened in our lifetime. Today, in many places, it is increasingly politically correct and even considered enlightened to mock God, as well as traditional and biblical standards of morality. At the same time, one standing up for God and biblical standards of morality may very well be seen as intolerant, bigoted, hateful, and ignorant.
We need those who will stand up boldly for Christ, regardless of what the world will say, think, or do to us. Joseph of Arimathea provided a good example for us. This Joseph was a member of the ruling Jewish Sanhedrin, who had an interesting part during the time of Christ's crucifixion and burial. Along with Nicodemus, he approached Pilate concerning the body of Jesus. We primarily know of Nicodemus due to his famous discussion with the Lord at night, recorded in John chapter 3. But prior to this, Joseph of Arimathea is never mentioned, nor is his name referred to again in Scripture.
Well, this is an instance where we glean complementary information from each of the four Gospels in seeing a composite picture, having a composite understanding of the situation. Regarding Joseph, Matthew tells us that he had become a disciple, but John adds the significant detail that he was a secret disciple for fear of the Jews. Luke tells us that he had not consented to the action of the council in regard to the decision to have Christ sent to Pilate. But Mark provides the detail we want to ponder for a moment in today's encouragement.
He was a prominent member of the council. His prominence likely made his decision to be a disciple all the more difficult and contributed to his fear of the Jews. Prominence in any worldly institution can do this. Business leaders, politicians, entertainers, socialites, and so forth, all experience an additional cost in following Christ. The likely loss of prominence among their secular peers when they follow the Lord. Of course, as mentioned above, as Stephen mentioned earlier, this is increasingly the case.
But Joseph was himself waiting for the kingdom of God. I like that phrase. He was waiting for the kingdom of God. A foundational outlook for the believer is expressed in our Lord's model prayer for his disciples. We know it as the Lord's Prayer, where we read, Thy kingdom come. Real disciples are always looking for that kingdom that is to come and yet remains unseen.
But it's the final detail that grips our heart today as we again seek to take a steadfast stand for our Lord. Joseph went boldly to Pilate and ask for Jesus' body. I consider the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit in this transformation. This was, of course, before Christ was resurrected. This secret, fearful disciple saw something during Christ's final days on earth, and perhaps during his death, that transformed his fear into boldness.
Well, today we encourage each podcast listener to express their faith in the resurrected, ascended, and coming Christ with boldness, as you, like Joseph of Arimathea, await his coming kingdom.
Let's pray together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You have shown us your will through the scriptures, as revealed to our hearts through the Holy Spirit. You've called us to be bold, to be strong, and to be of good courage as we face daily obstacles and spiritual conflicts. May the truth of Scripture be our guide, and may the Holy Spirit empower us to be a faithful and bold witness for the gospel, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And you probably recognize the first part of Brooksine's prayer as being from our Lord's Prayer. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are grateful to be servants of Christ, to work together, to seek to advance His kingdom. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and of course, each weekday we place this message up on the website along with some other materials that we always point you podcast listeners to, including some music, some photos, and actually a wonderful sermon that a pastor, Stephen Coles, from Flagstaff, Arizona, has a wonderful web ministry of placing his messages up on the web. And he has a sermon entirely about Joseph of Arimathea for those that want to dig a little bit deeper. These materials are on the site today, the 13th of May, if you are listening to us today. But otherwise, just go back to the previous message and go to the archived version for Wednesday, May 13th, 2009. Well, have a blessed day, and may each of our listeners boldly and faithfully stand up for Jesus Christ.